We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Kuf Chaf Ches. We are up to Sif Chaf Tes, which is on page Zion, about to turn on to page 14. The Mechaber says in Sif Chaf Tes, Kohen Shelo Hispalel Adayin Umotza Tzibur Mispalelin. A Kohen who did not yet daven, and he comes into a shul, and they're in the middle of davening, and they're up to duchening. No se kapa v'eina tefila ma'akavto. He could duchen before he davens. The davening does not prevent him from duchening. Says the Mishabura in Sifkoton Kuf Zay in the very end of the page, no se kapov, Vimroa Shekeshayala La Duchin Yavur Zmana Tfila. If he sees that if he goes up to Duchin and he didn't yet daven, he's gonna miss Zman Tfila, Yelach La Chatar Beis HaKnesses V'Yispal Sham. He should leave before he gets called up and he should go out and daven in the courtyard of the shul. Avol, however, when the top line of page 14, Im Omru Lo Kodem Ritse Alei Tzarech Lalos. However, they catch him before it say, and they say, you have to go up to Duchen. Even if he didn't daven yet, he has to go up to Duchen. Deim lo yala over ba'asei da'oraisa. Because again, if he doesn't go up, he'll be over on asei da'oraisa. V'dochi tefila d'rabbanan. And therefore, the asei da'oraisa will push away his chiv of tefila, which is only the rabbanan. I, note 114 says, V'afudas ha'rambam sheyesh chiv mid'oraisa l'espal b'chol yom. Even though, as we just learned in Hilchos Tefila a few weeks ago, that according to the Rambam, there is a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven every day. Mikom makom, kasev Magen Avram, the Magen Avram told us, she minyona v'sidura shel ha'tfila eina mid'oraisa. El adai b'pam achas b'yom b'ezen nuch sheyurtza. There's no d'oraisa, there's no number of tfilos, there's no order of the tfilos, just any bakasha. And therefore, the regular shmonesi that we have, even according to the Rambam, would only be the Rabbanan. And therefore, if you get called up to Duchen before davening, and by going up to Duchen, you're going to miss about tefillah, you still go up to Duchen to fulfill your mitzvah, say daraisa, and you miss out on davening, which would only be, the shmonesi would only be the Rabbanan according to everyone. Continues the Mishabura of Im Lo Kara Kriyashma. If a person did not yet read Kriyashma, V'roa Shekesheyala LaDuchen Yavor Zman Kriyashma. So instead of having the shiloh with tefillah, he has it with kriyashma. If he goes up to duchen, he's going to miss man kriyashma. So yelech gamkein lachatzar beis haknesses v'yikah kriyashma. He also should go out to the courtyard of the shul to read kriyashma and not duchen. But again, v'im amru lo kodem ritzei alei. But if before ritzei, they tell him to go up to duchen. Yikra pasuk rishon v'yala v'yisa kapov. Then he should read the first pasuk of kriyashma, and then he should go up to duchen afterwards. So as opposed to tefillah, you can just go up to duchen. When it comes to kriyashma, since kriyashma is daraisa, he would have to say the first pasuk and then he go up to duchen. In note 115, he points out why the first pasuk kevan shu midaraisa, like the Beis Yosef told us. And then he brings down that which we learned in Hilchos Kriyashma. The Mishabura says actually there are three different opinions of what's daraisa by kriyashma. The Mishabura there writes shenechlaku bazeh rishonim. There are those who say daraisa is just the first pasuk. There are those who say it's the whole first parsha, and some say it's the whole first two parshios. So at least he wants the chapara and the daraisa, at least according to some shita, to say the first pasuk. At the end of note 115, he points out that the Mishabura said earlier as well that the statement of Baruch Shem Kevol Malchuso, that also would be included in the pasuk Rishon. V'lochenim lo kivein bo lo yotza v'chozer v'korev. If you don't have kavana over there, it's like not having kavana in the pasuk of Shema and you have to go back. So here also, v'chora, you should try to say, I guess, as much as possible of the daraisa kriyashma as you can before you go up to duchen. Continues the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Lamed. Back to the very end of page Zion. Mi sheyeshlo mum b'fanav obiyadov. A Kohen who has some kind of mum, some kind of blemish on his face or his hands. Kegon shehem bo hakonios, o akumos o akushos. Which the parentheses will explain what they are. Bo hakonios perish min nega lovon. It's some kind of nega that's white. Virashi perish lintelish belaz. Akumos is kafufos, his hands are somehow bent. In a funny way, akushos is litzadeyan, they're turned towards the side. V'haran perish, the Ran explains, akumos shenis ak miyado acharonis, that his hand is bent backwards somehow. And akushos is she'eno yochol l'chalik etz ba'osav, that he's not able to split his fingers, to separate his fingers. In all these cases, when a person has a mum either on his face or on his hands, lo yisa es kapov, mipnei she'om mistaklimbo, he can't duchen because they're worried that people are going to look at him. Now there is an interesting question here on what we just explained, on saying that akushos is that he can't split his fingers, so why do you have to say he can't duchen because of the mum? He pasha can't do the siyas kapayim, he can't separate his fingers. This is a question that the post could ask. I want to just say one answer that I enjoyed, and we'll see it again referenced tomorrow, and that's the Mogen Giborim says, the pshat is, that Nesias Kapayim is just raising of the hands. The separating of the fingers, that's only a minhug. That's not the Ikra Halacha. The Ikra Halacha is Nesias Kapayim. Nesias Kapayim means raising your hands. So he's able to raise his hands. He just can't put his fingers the way the Kohanim have the minhag of putting them. But that's not considered a problem of not being able to do Nesias Kapayim. And therefore, the Fidel Mogen Giborim, so he is able to do Nesias Kapayim. He just has this mum that he can't do his fingers the right way. And therefore, he only wouldn't be able to do him mitzad the minhag. There are other pshatim. I'm just saying over one pshat. And we're going to go weiter. We'll get to that shortly. You're all asking good. Says the Mechaber Vayter. So all these mumim, they should not duchen. V'hu adin l'mi sheyesh mumim b'raglov, and so too someone who has a blemish on his feet, b'mokum she'olim l'duchen below batei shokayim. Like we learned earlier, that we go up to duchen with socks on, but in some warm places where they walk around barefoot in front of gedolim, they would go up to duchen also barefoot. So in a place where they don't wear socks, if he has a mum on his foot, it will follow the same rules as a mum on his face or a mum on his hands, and he would not duchen. V'chein misha riro yored al zakono, someone who has saliva dripping down onto his beard, o she'enov zolfos dima, or his eyes are tearing, v'chein suma ba'achad me'enov lo yiso es kapav, or a person who is blind in one eye should not duchen. Now look at the bir halacha right away on the spot. V'chein suma ba'achas me'enov poshet didavka im simyuso nikar. Obviously this is talking about a case where his blindness is recognizable from the onlookers. The yavo'u lehistakelbo, and they will come to stare at him. Avalim ein sam yuso nikar lanoshin. But if it's not nikar by looking at him that he's blind, kemoshe matzui minei sumim she'enehem ke'enei sharb ne'odo, like many blind people, their eyes look like anyone else, rak she'nitol ha'mo'or mehem, they just can't see, but they don't look any different than anyone else, then it will be mutter. So as we're discussing the movement that someone might look at them and may see a das from the bracha, that's only if a person is blind in one eye and it's recognizable, like his eye is somehow poked out, and you would see something that would look different, and you might look at it. Someone who just lost his vision in one eye, but his eye looks normal, that would not be a problem, according to the Bir Halacha. Continues the Mechaber, and this addresses what everyone just asked. What if he's covered? Actually, that's not, this is late, that's later. We'll get to that soon. V'imhoyo dosh bi'iro, if he was already used to being in the city, everyone knows him, and everyone knows his blemishes. Dahainu shem regilimbo, people are used to seeing him. Umakirim hakol sheyesh bo osel mum, everyone knows he has this mum. So it's not so exciting and interesting to stare at. Everyone already did that when they first moved into the community. Everyone knows about his mum. Yiso kapav, then that kohen could duchen even with the mum. Vafilu husuma b'shtei enov, even if he's blind in both eyes, that would be okay. Again, assuming he's blind and it's recognizable on the outside, even that tremendous mum would be okay to duchen if people are familiar with his mum. V'chol she'sha be'ir shloshim yom mikri dash be'iro. Anyone who has lived in a city for 30 days, he's already considered that people are comfortable with him in the city and they won't be staring at his mumim. V'davka be'iro, this is specifically if he moved into town, he was living in that city for 30 days. Avalim holech ba'kroi li'ir acheres. But if he just happens to be on a vacation or on a business trip, he happens to find himself in another city. V'sha sham shloshim yom, he happens to get delayed there for 30 days, lo, that would not be grounds to allow him to duchen. So if he moved into a city and lived there 30 days, then he's okay. But if he's just visiting, it's not okay. We'll see the explanation why. Says the Mechaber Vayter, Vafilu lo bo lo duer sham lios ribnei ha'ir. Even if he didn't come to settle and to actually permanently live in the city, elo bo lio sham melamed, he came to teach a little bit, o sofer, or he came to be a sofer, o mishares, or to be some kind of assistant for something, shana o chatzi shana, he came for a year or a half a year, choshev dosh b'iro b'shloshim yom. That person is also considered dosh b'iro 30 days, and after 30 days he would be allowed to duchen. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah begins at Sefkaton Kuf Ches on page 14. So we said one of the mumen on the face was Boha Konios. So that was actually the examples that were given were mainly on the hands. So the Mishnah Berurah says Koi Gam Aponov. This is also a mum that's on the face. Vehuha Menumer Benekudos Dakos Levonos. This is a person who is spotted with small white dots. Veosan Ha Menumorin Benekudos Dakos Shekorin Zumul Sprenkelen, those who have these other dots, which are called freckles. Im shchiach sham, if they are common in that location, after lo have a rov anshe hamakom kach, even though most people don't have them, yisa es kapav, that person can duchen. I assume acne would be the same idea. That people, you know, it's, I assume. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Kuf Tes, Sif Katan Kuf Tes, on that which the Mechaber said, a person who has any of these movements, lo yisa es kapa, because they are mistaklimbo, shehu dover hamatmiya, these are things that bewilder a person. Ubishvil ze yasichu daito milachavin lishmo habracha. And because of the strained sight, they're going to be distracted from having kavana and hearing the bracha. Sifkaton Kuf Yud goes on the next line of the Mechaber, which was someone who has a mumin on his feet as well in a place where they don't wear socks to duchen, he also shouldn't go up. Hainu Ke'em Puz Mako Shalanu. They don't wear Bate Shokayim, that's like socks that we wear. Kuf Yud Aleph. The Imhoya Dosh, we said if he's Dosh Be'iro, people are used to him, then it would be okay to duchen with all these mumin. Da Tam De Mum Posel Beponov Yodov Iraglov. Because the reason why a mum passels by the hands, the feet, and the face, the chain b'cholhani humishum de chashina shiestaklubo. Because the word, like we just mentioned, that people are going to stare at him. Ubedosh, someone who they're familiar with, lo yestaklubo, they're not going to be staring at him. Ki eino chidush beinem. It's not a chidush, they see him every day. Isa bashas, the Gemara, let's see one interesting note over here actually. Note number 119 is very interesting. So the Mishabur just said the reason why a mum on the hands, face, and feet is usser is because they might come to stare at you. But if you're dosh biru, everyone's familiar with you, it's not a chidish. Really? Everyone's familiar with the mum on people's feet? When do you see someone barefoot? That's note number 19. Mavur bidvarov, shedosh biru mo'el gam a mumin shebiraglov. It's clear from the Mishabura that if he's Dosh Be'iro, he's been living in the town for 30 days, already he's considered okay to duchen with mumim on his feet. The Afsha Turei Evin Kosov Shebe Mumin Shebe Raglov Eina Moel. Turei Evin says a mum on the feet, it's not going to help to be Dosh Be'iro. Mishum She'ein B'nei Iro Regilim Liros Mumin Shebe Seser. Unless there's a community pool and it's the summer and everyone's going swimming there, assuming that's not the case. People don't see the mumim on someone's feet just because he's living in the town for 30 days. So the Turi Evan says that wouldn't be good. The Roim Osam Rakish Ola Duchen, the Cholets Menolov. They only see him when he takes off his feet to Duchen, takes off his shoes to Duchen. So Bira Mogging Gibor, the Mogging Gibor explains, Shiladeya Zuha Muva Mishabura Khan, according to the Pshat of Mishabura, saying over here that it would be okay. He says, Kaven Shenoda Be'ir Sheishlo Mum. Since it's known in the city that he has a mum, not that people are familiar with seeing it, they just know about it. Nechshav kedosh be'iro. That's already considered dosh be'iro. It's a chiddush. I guess maybe someone saw him at the mikvah, so I saw him one time. But the fact that word gets out that he has the mum on his feet, so that's going to be good enough. But that's a chiddush. The Turi Evin does not agree with that. Yes, Alex.
I don't understand what's the problem with the mum, because and the mum the 30 days. And if he's a visitor or if he's a...
Okay, so we'll explain. So far we explained very well that a person who has a mum, a person looks at it as a strange thing. He might come to stare at it and be distracted. If a person is living in the town for a long period of time, you are already used to the mum, you won't be distracted. We will see shortly why it's different. If he's coming only temporarily to the city, why it's different.
I understand, but even if the person has been living in the city for more than 30 days, maybe some people are more familiar.
Okay, so they had to make a gather. Chazal had to make a gather. They said, Einachanami. They said 30 days because that's the stamp time.
And besides that, that might lead people to talk about the guy and think that he's not a valid coin.
Okay, so that's a good question. Alex asked a question. That we saw already. Okay, we have to go weiter. That's a good question, but we're moving on. The answer to your question is, Alex asked in his final question, but people might think he's a Apostle Cohen. So we saw earlier in the notes or the Mishabura, I don't remember exactly where, probably both, that if a person has a mum that doesn't allow him to duchen, so according to many posts, mitako should go out before it say, so that he should not be considered a Kohen that's not going to duchen because he's a psul. So that's a very good question, and that is addressed by the poskim. And now we move weiter. The Mishabura continues in the second wide line. Isa Bashas. The Gemara tells us, the pocheach lo yisa es kap of a pocheach shenat duchen. The gnayu let's see where it's a disgrace to the congregation. Umau pocheach, what is this pocheach that is a disgrace from the duchen? Mavur la'el besimin nun gimel sif yud gimel ayin sham. Look at note 120, who explains to us what it is. The Mishabura there says, the hainu misha bigodo karua vizro osav ukesef of magulin. His shirt is ripped and his arms and his shoulders are revealed. That's a disgrace. Let's see where for such a person dressed that way to get up to duchen, and therefore you shouldn't duchen. Kosav apri chodosh, the choli me'ayim lo yisa es kapav, one who has a stomach, if you can wait till the end, that would be very much appreciated, because you have a lot to do. Sorry, thank you. If someone who has a stomach ailment, he should not duchen. If you look at mikol makom nira de tov sheyetze kodem ritzei, the person who is not duchening because of his stomach ailment should go out of the shul before ritzei. Look at note 121. What kind of stomach ailment are we dealing with over here? V'chein kosov aleket akemach she'imach mas machalo eino yochol lahamenes atzmo melihiponos olahafiach bezman esias kapayim. If because of his illness he's not able to hold back from going to the bathroom or from passing gas during the time of esias kapayim, lo yisa es kapav, that person should not duchen. V'chein mevur b'shar tzion shekosov shu onus milisa kapav. The Shar Tzion says over here that the person with the stomach ailment is onus milisa kapav, he can't duchen. because he has to go to the bathroom. He's not able to go up to Duchen, so that person should not Duchen. Umisha eino chola, one who is not sick, he doesn't have an ailment. Ach nitzroch l'nekov of kol nesias kapayim, he just feels that he has to go to the bathroom before duchening. So Rav Yosef says, Shem yochol l'hamines atzmo ayin beis dakos. If you can hold it in for 72 minutes, shushir arba milin, rasha lisa kapa, then he can duchen. The avshev v'mishabur l'el hevi bazeh machlokas achronim l'inyan tefila, even though we saw machlokas l'gabe this man when it comes to davening, mikom kom nesias kapayim hu min ha-Torah u'mutr l'chol ha-deos. Everyone agrees if you could wait 72 minutes, you could duchen, because duchening is da'oraisa. The af im this orel in the cover of l'achar shehiskel ha-shatz ritzei, and if he all of a sudden realizes he has to go to the bathroom after the chazan started ritzei, the yesh lo bushalotzes, and it's embarrassing for him to walk out at that time, Das Rav Yosef sheyachal lalos afilu sheover bekach mishum bat ha-shaktzu. Rav Yosef says he can still go up to duchen, Kavod Abrios would override the Isser of Baal Teshaktsu. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sifkaton Kuf Yud Beis. We said this whole din of Dosh Biro, and he's living in the town for 30 days, he could duchen with a mum because no one's going to stare at him. That's only if he lives there. But if he only came by Akroy on a business trip for 30 days, 30 days does not help, he still can't duchen. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Delo Regile Inshi Lisa Velitein Imo. People are not used to dealing with him. He's not a person who moves to town, even if he's new in town, he's there for 30 days, people get to know him. The guy who's just passing by, even if he happens to have an extended business trip, people are not having as many dealings with him as they have with a person who moved to town, and therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, Ve'enam Murgalim B'mumo. Therefore, they are not used to his mum by him being there for 30 days, ba'akroi, and therefore he should not duchen. If you look at the Bir Halacha, Holech ba'akroi, I am b'Mishnah Berurah. Look what we just mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah. The ayin b'magid Avram shehevi das habach shecholik bazeh. The magid Avram brings the bach that argues with this and says, like Alex, that there's no difference b'akroi or living there. Once you're there 30 days, even b'akroi, it's still okay. Says the Bir Halacha, v'nei alavush v'alos tomid v'apri chadosh u'shari achronim kul meskim l'das Shulchan Aruch. All the poskim seem to go against the bach like the Shulchan Aruch. But u'b'chai odom kosov k'ein achroa bazeh. The chai odom seems to come up with a compromise. For this person who was there for 30 days, ba'akroy, the Mechaber says he can't duchen. The Baal says he could duchen. The im hoya bebeis hakneses b'shosh shekorim kohanim. If he was in shul and they said kohanim, v'gam okar b'ritzei, and he uprooted his feet by ritzei, then yalla. Then he should duchen. In other words, ideally he should go out, but if he finds himself there, then he should go up and he should duchen. That's the achra of the chayot. No, that's the achra of the chayot. Most posts say he shouldn't do it at all.
Even if they could, even in the Yaakov b'ritzei, he
shouldn't
go up?
Phew. He shouldn't go up because he has a mum, and they're not calling someone who has a mum. They're not calling him. He's not included in that. That's what we saw the other days. Sifkaton Kuf Yud Gimel. We said in the Mechaber, even if he doesn't come to live there, he just came to be a teacher, a sofer, or a mishares for a year or a half a year. That's also considered dash biro in 30 days, and he can, yes, duchen. Dekevan sh'al koponim bolish takeyasham le'ezes man. Since he came to spend some time there, Regilim Lisa Vlitanimo, they deal with him. You know, the meal committee brings him food. He's there for half a year, he's there for a year. But the guy who's on their business trip, no one knows about him. Until they realize he's there, he's already on his way out. And this person who's there for half a year or a year, people get used to his mum in 30 days, and therefore he can duchen. I want to see one more Bir Halacha over here, which is on the bottom line of the page, before the bottom line of the page, Zayin. Mi sheyesh lo mum. Ayin ta shekosav dekol hanu she'enam nosin kapayim. Tzrichim leiles mi beis hakneses b'shas haduchen. Exactly what Alex said. All the people that we're mentioning over here that should not duchen should leave the shul, the lo leimru olav ben grushahu. People should not say the psulim, and therefore if they're not going to duchen because one of these mumim, they should get out before ritzei. The ayirabba megamgein bazeh v'chem b'primigodim v'dochu ra'yosav. They say he doesn't have to. V'chem b'sefer na'ashalom cholek olav. He says it's not true. They don't have to go out. The kol elu nikarim heim b'mumun. They all have recognizable mumun. That's why they're not duchening. So everyone sees the mum. They know that's why they're not duchening, not because they're a ben grusha. V'lo osi limiti, they're not going to come to make a mistake. Ulekach sasmu aposkim delo hitzrichu otzo lotzis. Therefore, the poskim come out that they do not have to go outside. V'chei masha b'magin avrom, sifkotan dalet ayin sham. Ach mipnei shalav kuyal medina gmiri. But because not everyone knows the halacha that a person with a mum can't duchen, efsher shetov yoser sheyetze lachutz kedas atas, says the Chavetz Chaim, it could be a taka better off to go outside, even though you have a mum that's recognizable. Not everyone knows that a mum doesn't allow you to duchen, or this mum doesn't allow you to duchen, and therefore to avoid problems, it could be you should rely on the Taz and Alex, and you should go outside to avoid any bad rumors that would start. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Lamed Aleph. In Minag HaMokom, this is the question everyone was asking earlier. In Minag HaMokom, L'shal Shel HaKohanim Talis Al Peneim. If the Minag in the place is for the Kohanim to put the Talis over their heads, Afilu Yesh Befonov Ubiyodov Kamamu and Yisir As Kapov. Even if they have many Mumim on their face or their hands, they can still Duchen. The Mumim are covered, and therefore they could Duchen. Says Ramah, V'davka Im Hoyu Yodov Bifnim in Atalis. That which the Mechaber says, even if they have mumen on their face or their hands, they keduchin, that's dafka if they had the talus also over their hands, which takes care of people being able to see their hands. Aval im heim mibachutz, as we saw two different minhagim, some have a minhag to have their hands inside so the tzibur doesn't see the hands, some have a minhag to have their hands outside so they don't look at their own hands, but if you have your hands outside the talus, lo mahani atalus liyada, then the talus will not help for the hands, but it will still help for your face. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Kuf Yud Dalid. If the minhag is to cover, you're okay. Daha ein yecholim l'stakel b'hen, because then the people can't see the mumin. Vim ein ha-minhag kein, if the minhag is not to wear the talus over your head, rak shehu rotze lasos kein. Just this one kohen wants to put it over his head, mipnei ha-mumin shebo. He has a mumin, he wants to cover it, but the minhag there is not to, usser. It's usser for him to do it, not like the tzibur. V'afilu rotzim kol ha-kohanim lasos kamohu. Even if all the Kohanim want to be tzaddikim, they want to help this guy with the mum who wants to wear the talus, so they agree they'll all wear the talus over their heads. Kidei shelo yehebo shinui mishak Kohanim. So this one guy with the mum who wants the duchen will not look different than all the Kohanim, so they're all willing to wear the talus over their heads, which is not like the minog. Afilu hachi aser. It's still aser. Why? Dimikomakom yistaklu behem mipnei sheshinu minhagom. V'yasichu daitam. Just that idea of wearing the talus over your head when you don't normally do it. Doing anything out of the ordinary will distract the tzibur, and therefore, even though you're trying to be a tzaddik and help out that kohen with the mum, and you all agree you're going to cover your head with a talus, that's not acceptable, that is usr, because you can't change from the minhag, that will be distracting.
And a kohen that has a mum, right, he spells it the rice at the duchen, right? If he covers himself with the talus. And the answer is yes. So now you're saying that a minhag trumps the rice.
Okay, we're going to hold off with questions, as I told out the dreifus, okay, till the end, because we're running late on time. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's if kata kuf tesvav l'shal shel hakohanim. We said that if the minhag is that he put the talus over their heads, aval lo mahani mashe be'ezem mekomos hakol mechasim pneim. You might think, who cares if the kohanim wear the talus over their heads? The tzibur puts the talus over their heads so they can't see the kohanim. So anyway, they can't see. But says the Mishnah Berurah, that is not enough. To mikom makom kishiyedu shiyesh mum asu listakule. Once they hear there's a mum, they might come to stare and peek out of their talus, and therefore the Yisraelim are not, I guess, trustworthy enough to have the talus covering their heads. You need the kohanim. And secondly, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'gam yesh bachurim she'en lam talisim. Not everyone in the tzibur has a talus over their heads. As opposed to when they are duchening, all the kohanim wear talis, even the bachurim borrow talisim like we discussed in detail. But the tzibur doesn't all have talisim, so besides the people that might look outside their talis, not everyone has a talis, and therefore that would not be acceptable to duchen with a mum if only the tzibur was wearing a talis and not the kohanim. Sivkotun kuf tes zayin. We said in the Mishnah Berurah that if you have your hands outside the talus, it will not help for your hands. But if the talus is over their faces, the talus will help for the face, not for the hands. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Lamed Beis. Hayu yodav tzvuos istisupua. If his hands were painted, istisupua, which the parentheses tell us, pirish minei tzvua, and these are different kinds of colors, his hands were colored. Lo yisa es kapa v'vnei shom es taklim bom. A person can't duchen with colored hands because people might stare at him. V'im rov ha'ir malachton dekach. But if most of the city has their profession as painters, I guess, I don't know what other profession it would be that has their hands different colors, but most of the minion, it's the painter minion. So then yisa es kapa, then you can duchen. Because then again, people are used to it. The chenim hu dash miro yisa es kapa. And so too, even if it's not the minog in the city to be in that profession, but if this person has been there for 30 days and he lives in the city, then he could duchen. Because again, just like a mum, they're used to it. So too, the paint on the hands, they're used to it as well. And they won't come to stare at it. It says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan, Kuf Yud Zayin. Mistaklim b'hem, if his hands are painted these colors, he can't duchen, but people are going to come to stare at them. Uvamakom shenogu hakohanim l'shal shel atalus al pneim v'yedeim bifnim in atalus. In a place where the minhag is, like we just said before, that the kohanim put the talus over their heads and their hands are inside the talus, no se kapa v'kanal, that would also be okay, because then his hands that are painted would be covered and no one would see it. But then we said, besides the iser of having painted hands that you can't duchen because it's like a mum, people are looking at you, we said if the majority of the city is malachtum b'kach, then it's okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, umayri kishe'en odash v'iro. This is talking about where it's not Dosh B'Yud. They're not familiar with you, but since most of the people in the city are painters or they have whatever profession it is that makes the hands colored, then you consider Dosh B'Yud and you're okay. Dibidosh B'Umnaso Ze B'Iro. One second. Umari Kisha'enu Dosh B'Iro. Sorry, it's talking about a case where he's not Dosh B'Iro himself. He doesn't live there. Dibidosh B'Umnaso Ze B'Iro. Because if he's common in the city, he's been there for a long time with that profession in the city, Afilu Ein Anshi Ha'ir Malafta Makach. Then even if the majority of the city are not in that profession, Gam Kein Mutter, then it also would be Mutter. That's the Beis Yosef Ulevush Uprichadosh Ushari Achronim Ubeizah Shachnach Yeshanim Kosev Zeh Mechaber Gufa. Seems to be our Gerson Mechaber is like that, because our Mechaber says very clearly two things. Imrov Ha'ir Malachto Mekach. If either majority of the people have their profession in that area, it's okay. Yisas Kapav V'Cheinim Hu Dash Biro Yisas Kapav. And number two, if he's Dash Biro, so one or the other, either he's Dash Biro and it's not the regular profession in the city, or it's the regular profession in the city and he's just a visitor, it's still going to be okay. Or if the talus is over the head and hands, it'll also be okay. But if you don't have any of these haterim, then the Kohen who has the painted hands are not used to him, they're not used to the profession, and he's not being covered, then it would be Asr Duchen like any other mum. We'll have questions now. We'll stop the recording, but tomorrow night we'll have shiur at the regular time. There is going to be a calling post about a Lag BaOmer festivities in yeshiva, but everything will stay in order. There'll be a 7:45 mincha. I meant to run it by the elephant, but there'll be a 7:45 mincha in the main base medrash. We'll have this shiur at 8 o'clock, and then Meir is going to be at 8:30 in the main base medrash tomorrow night. So now we'll take questions.